91.3 WCSG, family-friendly and commercial-free. You're with Jeremy and Amanda.
It's always nice when we have an opportunity to meet new friends. And this morning, we're meeting someone for the first time, just like you are. His name is Jordan St. Cyr. Hi, Jordan.
Good morning. How you guys doing?
We're really good. Thank you for making some time for us this morning.
Absolutely.
And one thing that people might know you for is a little song called Fires.
Yeah.
Can you tell us a little bit about that song, where it came from, why it's important for you?
Yeah, you know, for a husband and father, it was really important because the story behind the song is about a man who was a husband and a father. He had three kids, fell on hard times, picked up this extra shift working one night as a valet parking cars at a hotel. Inside the hotel that night, there was kind of four people like me with their guitars just singing songs of hope, faith, God's faithfulness in their lives, and, you know, just exactly what this man needed. His name was Nathan. Nathan was able to steal away from his shift, go inside, watch for a little bit. But before he got back to work, he decided, you know, to honor this little nudge in his heart and write a little note on one of the windshields, well, on a piece of paper to put on the windshield of one of the songwriter's cars. And it just said, you know, barring a miracle, I'm on the verge of losing my home. Your songs were very inspiring to a man whose faith is quite weak right now. Signed it, Nathan the Valet. This songwriter, I'm sure, prayed over this message, but took it to social media. Long story short, the body of Christ surrounded Nathan, his story. They were able to pay off his house, pay off some medical debts they had incurred. And again, it's just the story of the body of Christ at work and God's faithfulness in our lives.
And usually when you meet somebody for the first time, one of the first questions you ask, hey, what do you do for a living? We've already established that. We do radio and you do the singing on the radio. So let's get a little bit deeper. Tell us a little bit about your family.
Yeah, married 14 years, celebrated that a couple weeks ago. So that's amazing. Four kids. Our boys, Aiden and Liam, are 11 and 9. Our girls, Willa and Emery, are 6 and 2.5, almost 3. So.
And how does it feel being the dad of 4? I'm a mom of 4, so I understand the drowning feeling pretty well.
We never thought we'd have 4. Never. Like 2, maybe 3, and God surprised us with a 4th. And honestly, we love it. Like, there are little lights in our lives. They draw us to the moment, right? Live each day at a time. So, yeah, pretty awesome.
I felt like a real moment of, yeah, I feel this guy, when you and your wife were celebrating your anniversary and you posted on social media like, well, we couldn't get away with the two of us.
That's
so
right.
Everybody went, and there were like photos from the hotel.
That's
and
right.
Like so much luggage and just all the things.
we did a Disney trip back when our boys were really young, and we said never again because it was the car seat, the stroller, the bags. The hotel, honestly, all kids need is a pool and an elevator.
Yes.
Right? That's all they need, and they love it.
Yeah, now, and maybe an opportunity to eat pizza in an unfamiliar place.
Yeah, stay up way later than they should, but all the things.
One of the things I appreciate is, as we were getting ready to talk on the air, you said, I love talking about my family because it gives me a chance to put them in the forefront. So is traveling without them a little bit more difficult? Or?
Absolutely. Yeah. It's an interesting feeling, especially, so our youngest daughter has a chronic illness, and there are still things that happen when I'm gone where I feel completely helpless. Mm. One thing that helps me get through that is to always share the story of my family, the story of our testimony of what we have gone through and what we are going through. Again, it helps me keep perspective. It also is a reminder of why I do what I do, right? Testimony has power, and it gives people permission to share their testimony and begin that healing process.
Well, you have a few minutes now. Would you like to share a little bit about
Absolutely.
What you guys have gone through?
Yeah. So Emery's, she's going to be 3 in November. So we've been through this journey. She's our 4th. She's our youngest. She was born with a rare brain condition called Sturge-Weber syndrome. And that syndrome, for her, it's different in every kid that has it. For her, on the left side of her face and the left side of her head, she has an overgrowth of capillaries. They're about 3 times the size that they should be. Mm. And basically, those capillaries are stealing blood away from the left side of her brain, causing atrophy, shrinking, a lot of seizures, high risk of stroke. And so that just means a lot of emergency room visits, a lot of ambulance rides. It gets a little scary when she has a seizure because her O2 levels drop, her glucose levels drop, and we need to get that taken care of right away. And, so I was on the road just over a couple weeks ago, and my wife called me. She's like, don't panic, but I think Emery's, she's really tired, you know, from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. She's had three long naps, and that's, you know, for a 2.5-year-old, that's a little scary. And then she had a bit of a staring spell the next day, so ambulance came down. And so, you know, you just try to breathe. And we know that, you know, we're, God has given us something very special in our marriage. We feel chosen with this little one. And so we just feel, okay, well, how do we steward this message even while we're going through it? Because I think, you know, growing up in the church and growing up in just that way, you know, it's so just our go-to is pray for the miracle. And hey, I'm all for that. I believe God is a God of miracles. But there's something about this message that I believe the world needs is like, where do we stand when we're in it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And how do you see that as parents? You have three children aside from her.
Yeah.
What does that look like? And how have your kids surprised you in times where it's like, we need to really focus on her right now?
Yeah.
Have they stepped up?
You know, this is crazy, but my prayer before Emery was born was, God, I just pray that our kids are very respectful and they're very compassionate and raise just amazing humans that can leave our world better than we found it.
Yeah.
And then Emery was born. And this little girl, like I say, my kids are like a light. Emery is a little light, so revealing. And, you know, our oldest is just like, Mom, I got Emery. You know, all, you know, things have just shifted where he's just become a little man who sees our need. And then our other two, it's just they play so well with her. And God has just shown them such this deep sense of compassion. And I'm just so excited for the adults that they're becoming.
Yeah.
All because of this little girl.
Certainly learning lessons that they'll take with them through the rest of their lives.
Yeah.
Hey, Mandy, what's going on?
I was just listening to you guys talk with Jordan. I needed to hear that. We have a child who's autistic, and we've been really struggling, my husband and I, to just to help her and to do whatever it is that we can do. And we're both kind of just broken right now because we don't know how to handle it. I needed to hear just everything that he said. Really appreciated that. It's so hard.
That's right. It's hard for my wife and I. What's helped us is just to feel it, just to walk through that and feel all the feelings. Don't deny them. You know, so often we're told to get beyond it and, you know, believe for something greater. And God's drawing us to the smaller things in that moment. I'll be praying for you. You know, there is a blessing there. And I know you know that because I'm sure you've experienced it. Keep going.
It's hard to see it right now, but
it is. Yes. Thank you for sharing that.
Yeah, I know it's beyond. So you're welcome. And thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Mandy. Jordan, I'm sure those are stories that you hear time and time and time again, but just kind of speak to that a little bit more of like what it's like to be able to pour into people like that.
Yeah, you know, with this song Fires, I wasn't prepared for the weightiness of the stories.
Sure.
But at first they were overwhelming, and now they're fuel for the fire to keep going. Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, you have another song that speaks to people's journeys and speaks to the burdens and the tiredness that many of us feel.
Yeah.
And it's called Weary Traveler.
Yeah.
Would love to hear a little bit how that came to be.
Yeah, I think so. I was in the writing room writing the song, and all of a sudden this word combination came out of me. And all of us kind of just stopped and we're like, let's write this song next. You know, let's put that aside and write it next. And I think we all feel this weight culturally, our world. You know, life has this ability to just knock the wind out of you. You know, we go through relationship stuff, work stuff. On its own, it's already tough. You know, you throw in a pandemic, you throw in a hurricane, a tornado, what's going on in Afghanistan. You know, you watch the news and there's just this, you know, lingering weight that we're bearing. And how do we walk through that? You know, how do I encourage people and give them the language, you know, to walk through that? And knowing that, you know, in the midst of it, it'll all be worth it, you know, and knowing where we're going.
Yes.
You know, God has blessed us with each other in this life, and he's blessed us with hope in the next, preparing a place for us.
in this place that we find ourselves in, this is not it.
This is not it. It's hard. It's broken. And some things there aren't answers to. It's like, you know, I know God will use everything to benefit, you know, the good of those that love him. But then there are things that are just like, that's just broken. And God's like, I will redeem that, but you're going to have to wait.
Mm.
Yeah.
Well, our special guest is Jordan St. Cyr. You may know him from the song Fires, new song, Weary Traveler, getting a chance to connect up with him. Jordan, thank you for taking a little extra time after the show with us.
Absolutely. I love it.
Well, we're all thinking about the attacks of September 11th, 20 years ago.
Yeah.
And even though you're from Canada, you had an opportunity to serve in New York City after those attacks happened. Would love to hear more about your perspective on that.
You know, my journey to work at 9/11, there were two stories. I remember exactly where I was. Mm-hmm. You know, I was working for an electrical company as, you know, doing electrical work, you know, in buildings, wiring up stuff. And I just remember hearing it on the radio and just, you know, you stop in your tracks and you just can't believe this is real. The other side of that story was we would have these young adults come to our church and talk about their experience with YWAM. And I was 16 years old, and it just fired me up, this missional idea of learning about God and being Christ in the world and doing very practical relief efforts to just, you know, show God's love just very in a very practical way. And so in early... Geez, this would have been 2012. So the attacks had happened. And I went to Montana, the YWAM base in Montana, and there was the option of going to New York City. And I knew automatically that this is where I felt God was pulling me to, because it wasn't natural for me. Like like we were talking, I love experiencing new things. I thought maybe, you know, I'd go to China or Bolivia or some, you know, strange new land, but God was pulling me to New York City to just be the practical hands and feet of Jesus. So we worked in food services. We worked the shift from 11 p.m. to 7 a.m. And we would just hand out food to the police officers, to the firefighters, to the cleanup crew. And, you know, a nod to the song, these were the weariest of the travelers.
Yeah.
One of the stories I heard from one of the cops was, he's like, I can't sleep when I'm at home. Like, I just cannot sleep. As soon as I put my uniform on and I'm in my squad car, I'm out.
Really?
And he's like, it's because I'm ready. Because when the attacks came, I wasn't ready.
Wow.
And it's just heartbreaking because these guys are living with such anxiety and stress for what happened. But their job is they desire to prevent stuff like this.
Yeah.
And him not being ready, it just broke my heart. And so we served right at Ground Zero. For a lot of these service people. And then halfway through our trip, we shifted and we worked at the morgue site.
Oh, wow.
And so the morgue site was basically a parking lot with semi-trailers. And this is where they kept all the remains from you know, the people that didn't make it.
Mm-hmm.
And we were told, you know, this is a sacred site. You know, you are here to do a job and that is it. And we didn't speak, you know, it was just a very solemn, broken space that we were just vessels, you know, robots almost, just, you know, we weren't there to impart anything other than providing that service of handing people their food.
Yeah.
And there's something so honest and real about that I've taken into my life. You know, in a lot of ways, this whole music thing, it's not about me. I am just here as a vessel bringing a message forward that is not of me.
What do you feel like that experience taught you, either about yourself or about God and his relationship with his people? Was there anything that popped out?
My goodness. You know, it's one of those situations where, you know, as we were talking earlier, sometimes there is just no resolve.
Yeah.
We live in a broken world. And yes, God is going to use everything. But, you know, so often we jump to that statement of like, God's going to use this for his purpose. But in that moment, you can't tell people that because they're hurting and they're grieving. And it's more about, let's just try and get through today.
Mm-hmm.
And I think there's just something so honest about that. As people share their stories with me, it's... it's so easy for me or us to want to wrap that up with a bow. But will we live with them in the struggle as they're walking through something they're going through? I think God is so present in that vulnerability and that space. Yeah.
So unique that you are also from Canada.
Yeah.
Come down and help out Americans, you know?
Because it was such a
global
American
thing.
Absolutely.
You know, we really held on to our pride as people from the United States joining together. But there were people from all places that wanted to come and help. And thank you for doing that and for, you know, being able to be willing and vulnerable and say, Lord, just take me wherever you want me. And that wasn't Bangladesh. It wasn't somewhere across the ocean, but it was, you know, pretty close to home.
That's right. Yeah, I think in a lot of ways, following Christ, these other identities in our lives get demoted. You know, so myself as a musician, it's like, that's so secondary. So God, what do you want me to do? You know?
I'm so thankful that Jordan St. Cyr was able to take a couple minutes and spend some time with us this morning. Welcome. We're glad you're here.
So great to be here.
You make your way to Michigan by way of Manitoba.
Yeah.
You're a Canadian.
That's right.
We're so glad that you crossed the border and you're here.
Yeah.
At least for a little while.
Not very often Michigan is considered south.
Yeah. You know? That's right. That's right.
Well, one thing that I learned while doing a little bit of research about Manitoba, Winnipeg has been voted the Slurpee capital of the world.
That's right.
20 years in a row.
Isn't that crazy?
Is that something that you guys are like, you celebrate as a family? Is it, do you do festivals? Like, tell us about
this. Do you guys have 7-Eleven here?
We have very few of them.
Okay, so far between.
Every year, one day out of the year, 7-Eleven gives away free Slurpees all day.
Isn't it July 11th? 7-Eleven day?
Well, probably.
Yeah.
That's good
to know.
That would make sense. And, so, yeah, like that probably is what puts us on the map.
You know what I mean? So excited
that one
about
day.
Their free Slurpee.
That's right.
Well, did you know that in 2018, a stretch of a street in downtown Winnipeg is actually called Slurpee Way?
I didn't know that.
Well, I need you to go home and I need you to get a picture of it and send it to us.
I need to do that. Absolutely.
And so what we want to do with you is we're going to do something that we do on the WCSG Backstage podcast, and that is called Two Truths and a Lie. It's a little fun game that we play. We're going to give you three facts-ish about Slurpees, and then you have to tell us the one that is not true, because of everyone in this room, you are the resident Slurpee expert.
Oh, or should be.
Okay.
So we're going to find out.
I need to call my kid. Do I get a lifeline?
Right. Okay. You want to do the first one, Jeremy?
All right. So, sure. Brain freeze is actually trademarked by 7-Eleven. Everyone is aware of the dangers of drinking a Slurpee too fast. That searing, thudding pain in your brain can actually be a sturdy individual, like bring you to your knees kind of feeling. You know what we're talking about.
Pretty true.
While brain freeze started out as a term, 7-Eleven actually saw it as a marketing opportunity and said, we're going to trademark that.
So if you say the word brain freeze, we owe 7-Eleven a bunch of money, apparently.
Which I said several times already.
Okay, so that was your first item.
Oh, man.
Number two, the Slurpee actually revolutionized the straw. Was the Slurpee began to come to convenience stores, 7-Eleven realized that customers couldn't get the bottom out of it, and so they found an inventor to make them the straw that has the little scoop at the bottom of it. And they say now that design hasn't just been used for straws, it has also been used as medical instruments to help with eye ailments.
Man.
Okay, that's your second item.
All right, here we go. Number three. There was a Slurpee single. The 1970s, strange, terrifying time for pop culture. Decade gave license for 7-Eleven to release a single on a 45 called Dance the Slurp as a promotional track for the drink, and it was actually given out for free in 7-Eleven locations.
You guys, this isn't cool. You have given three great, you know, they all feel true.
They do
all feel
and
true.
They're all
but what does that say about you?
True. Yeah, right. But lying is too easy. All right, just give us one, two, or three. Which one do you think?
Oh my goodness. Let's say two is the lie.
You are correct,
yes!
Jordan.
Well done.
It did revolutionize the straw. However, they have used it for medical devices to get rid of skin cancer, not eye ailments.
Oh, okay.
Because you never want a Slurpee straw in your eye.
You don't want a straw in your eye, period.
No, this is true.
Jeremy, we did actually find that 1970s song. It is called
Dance
the Slurp.
You hear this?
And this thing is, I wouldn't say it's a jam.
But here's
what
it sounds
thing.
Like. Definitely has that 70s vibe to
it. I love it.
to 7-Eleven. They would give that to you on a little 45 vinyl.
That's amazing.
Yes.
Wow.
All right. So thank you for playing along. We'll get you some parting gifts, like a coupon or something on your way out.
Perfect.
Our guest this morning, Jordan St. Cyr. Jordan, we're so glad you came in this morning.
It's so good to be here.
And I feel like we're fast friends.
Already. That's
Please come back anytime.
Perfect. I will.
For those of you still getting to know Jordan, of course, he sings Fires. We also have a new song from Jordan, Weary Traveler. You can catch up with anything you've missed later on this afternoon with the website wcsg.org. We'll post our time with Jordan as well. But as we get ready to wrap up, Jordan, we've got one final game for you. It's called Have No Fear with Jordan St. Cyr.
Let's do it.
So this is going to be just a rapid fire question of some things that might find scary. We're going to learn about you whether or not they are.
Sure are.
Okay. Are we going to rapid fire back and forth?
Yeah, let's just go back and forth. Yeah.
All right. Have No Fear with Jordan St. Cyr. Jordan, how do you feel about bungee jumping?
Never. Nope. Okay. I'd like to be that guy, but nope.
What about a room full of clowns?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
Yeah, that's fine.
Handful of spiders.
Yeah, I could probably do it, but it wouldn't be my first, you know, choice.
All right. Skydiving?
No. I, again, want to be able to, but no.
Dancing in public?
Yeah, I can make a fool of myself.
Roller coasters?
Nope.
How about having a pet snake?
Yeah, sure, but again, why?
Not your favorite.
No, yeah.
Trip to the dentist? You do okay with that?
Yeah, I have got to go to the dentist right now. I've got some wisdom teeth that need to come out. Probably put it off for maybe a year.
We understand you're a starving artist. Yeah. So. what about going swimming with sharks?
Okay, so I told my wife, I'm like, I want to go in like a cage. And she's just like, nope, you're not going. And I'm like, and she doesn't say no to me. Like, we're great. Like, but this was like, I need you alive. And I'm like, yeah, so I would do it.
So you would do it. You're just not allowed to.
And I would not swim with sharks without the cage. Let's put it that way.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, how about this last one? Take your four kids to an amusement park alone.
Yeah, I probably would. Yeah, I'd
what
be that
would
dad.
What would be your strategy with that, though? Without getting them running all over the place and asking you every 5 seconds for food, like, that's overwhelming to me.
You say no as a parent a lot.
Yes.
And so this might be our yes day where it's like, you want that? Great. You want that? Great. You know? So, yeah.
And then you tie them all together with a rope and
exactly.
just you get to make sure you're always attached.
As dads, we never really grew up. We're just kids in adult clothing. And so I would. That would be a great day.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Jordan, so good to meet you.
So
and
good to
as
be
Jeremy
here.
Mentioned, we'll post all of this stuff at our website, wcsg.org, with the keyword mornings. Next time you're in Michigan, would you please stop by again?
I would love that.
Awesome.
Before we let you go, just a couple more things. One is, how can people get in touch with you if they want to learn more?
Yeah, Instagram is your best way to go. Just search my name, Jordan St. Cyr. I can go to my website, jordanstcyr.com. Yeah.
All right. And then finally, how can we be praying for you as you head out the door today?
Yeah, please keep my family in your prayers. Obviously, our little girl, Emery, but my wife is at home with four kids. I always just ask for prayer for grace, for strength for her as she does the harder job.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Jordan, great to see you.
Great to be here.